Hello, it's Marnie here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Roy Townsend. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue with our news items, with the future of BHS, that's British Home Stores, in the city, funeral delays, and the Blickling Prom. But first, development of land at a golf club is making headlines.
This is our parish future at stake here, and we only get one chance at this. That was the warning from Helsdon Parish Council Chairman Sheila Gurney to Broadland District Council, who voted to delay a decision over 1,000 new homes for the Royal Norfolk Golf Club. A detailed scheme for the first 108 homes and outline planning permission for the rest of the site was expected to be approved. But a lack of clarity in the application from Persimmon Homes was highlighted, along with the strain it would place on infrastructure. Only 6 days ago, Broadland District Council allocated the site for development, but councillors felt uneasy at the lack of detail put forward. "This is a decision which will make a huge impact," added Mrs. Gurney. "Everyone should be able to have a place to call a home. Young people need starter homes, and families require upgrades. But this development needs to be right for the area."
The policing team, which patrols the Broads, has reminded boaters to take care while out on the water. As the weather warms and visitors' numbers rise, the Broads Beat team has reminded people to be wary of the hidden dangers lurking under the surface. PC Paul Basham from Broads Beat said, "We want people to enjoy themselves, but rivers and open waters contain hidden dangers and people need to be aware of the risks so that they can stay safe. During the summer, we'll often get reports of youngsters jumping off bridges into rivers and even swimmers being pulled along by boats in the Broads." He said dangers include change in depth, decreases in temperature, unseen objects and currents could leave even the strongest of swimmers in trouble. "Alcohol and water is also a dangerous mix, and we would remind people at the helms of vessels that there are hefty fines for navigating when not in proper control of your boat, whether this is due to taking drugs or being intoxicated," he said. The warning comes after a rescue earlier this month, which saw officers and the Coast Guard help an injured man who had jumped into the water at Thurne after one of his dogs jumped into the water. Last August, two teenagers died at Thorpe Marshes on the outskirts of Norwich after one jumped in to help another who had got into difficulty while swimming. The Broads Authority advises people not to swim and says the water is always cold, despite hot weather, and that swimmers are less likely to be spotted by boaters. Broadspeed, which last year celebrated its 20th anniversary, is an arm of Norfolk Constabulary, which works in partnership with Broads Authority Rangers.
Emergency services were called to a house in Wroxham Road in Sprouston, where a man's body was found. It is understood the man had a heart attack and had been at the home for some time. Paramedics attended to an elderly woman at the scene yesterday, and she was taken to Norfolk Norwich University Hospital for treatment. The man who died is believed to be the woman's son.
The future of one of Norwich's oldest city centre shops is in the balance. BHS has stood on St Stephen's for more than 50 years, but its parent company is in administration, threatening thousands of jobs at UK stores, including those in Norwich and Great Yarmouth. Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich Business Improvement District, said he hoped that the Norwich store would be amongst those saved thanks to its recent revamp and strong customer base.
Revellers at this year's summer's Blickling Proms weekend will not only be soaking up the music and atmosphere, but also be helping a homegrown charity which supports thousands of people across Norfolk. Organisers of this year's two-day event near Aylsham are adopting the Benjamin Foundation as their partner charity. The foundation was set up in North Norfolk in 1994 by Richard and Vanessa Draper in memory of their teenage son Ben and helps people deal with many of life's challenges. Lisa Ward of prom organisers Revival Productions said, "It was important for us to support a local organisation, and the Benjamin Foundation is a well-established concern which does a fantastic job of supporting young people and their families in difficult times." As well as many other areas of assistance, they also offer stability for around 100 homeless young people. And the latest accommodation centre they opened was actually very close by in Aylsham. The new Aylsham Centre at Forward Court Station Road offers a secure environment for 7 young people in self-contained one-bedroom flats. The Blicklings Prom Weekend launches on Friday, August 12th with Classic Ibiza, when Blickling will pay host to an open-air classical dance party.
Greenpeace activists stage an anti-pollution protest by placing smog masks on the lion statues outside City Hall in Norwich. Mark Crutchley, organiser of the Norwich branch of the Environmental Pressure Group, said the stunt aimed to draw attention to the issue of air pollution, and the masks were put in place on National Earth Day. "We did this because Greenpeace took the same action in London," said Mr. Crutchley, 58. "I was involved in doing that, and I thought it was something Norwich should be thinking about as well. It's not just a London problem." Last year, city councillors voiced concern over reports that parts of Norwich had higher levels of nitrogen oxide than London.
"Added up, it's further than the distance from Trouce to Timbuktu. But running a total of 2,912 miles was no problem for pupils and staff from Trouce Primary School, who took a challenge one day at a time. The school has become the first in the region to complete the Daily Mile Marathon, a scheme that started in Scotland and is fast becoming a national phenomenon. 6 of the school staff members and 106 pupils have each run a mile a day and completed their 26th mile to make the distance of a marathon. Teachers and support staff have joined in the running too, making it a real community event. We need to do something now to make the children understand just how important their health is and also how easy it is to make a change." The youngsters were presented with medals after finishing their 26th mile.
The company that operates crematoria in Norwich has apologised to families who are having to wait for funerals because of ongoing maintenance work. Some families are having to wait up to 5 weeks before they can hold the funeral of a loved one because of work taking place at Earlham Crematorium in Norwich and St Faith's Crematorium in Horsham St Faith. The crematoria are operated by Dignity, which has issued a statement apologising for the delays, which are due to ongoing maintenance work. A spokesman said, "We're really sorry that at present some families are having to wait for the service time they want. However, early morning or late afternoon services are available from May the 16th. At St Faith's Crematorium, we had scheduled to replace all 3 existing cremators with state-of-the-art equipment as part of our ongoing maintenance programme, an investment of approximately £500,000. All funeral directors were advised in writing prior to the work commencing. Unfortunately, once this work began, unscheduled emergency maintenance was necessary on the brickwork surrounding a cremator at Earlham, as this had become unsafe to operate. Once the work is completed, new cremators at St Faith's won't be required again for another 20 years.
The organisation behind the Royal Norfolk Show has highlighted hot weather and a drop in the number of paying visitors among the reasons for a decline in revenue last year. At the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association's annual meeting, members were told the county's summer showpiece had succeeded increasing the number of children in school parties from 2,500 to almost 8,500 last year. But this was offset by a drop of about 6,000 paying visitors, contributing to a deficit of £155,191 for 2015. Finance Director Grant Filcher said, "The Royal Norfolk Show was affected by extreme weather and low attendance, which has had a significant effect on the bottom line. But that has been mitigated by increased earnings from the showground and the arena." RNAA Chief Executive Greg Smith added, "The jewel in our crown undoubtedly remains the Royal Norfolk Show. And in quite testing conditions, we ran rather highly successful event in 2015, with around 82,000 people attending over the 2 days. The show remains at the heart of rural life, and we were particularly pleased with a strong growth in the number of young people attending this year. But as with other agricultural events, we've continued to wrestle with the challenges of retaining visitor numbers and ensuring the show remains relevant in modern life.
And now, Information Desk.